So this is the third day we're discussing Rosh Hashanah. And the first day we talked about renewal versus improvement, shofar versus chodesh, shapru versus chashuv. Yesterday we spoke about the concealed nature of Rosh Hashanah. What's concealed in Rosh Hashanah? So we talked about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence judging humanity is concealed. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're getting ready. Welcome, Alan, from Melbourne. Good morning. So this is Rabbi Spitz. Rabbi Spitz was in Toronto as the principal of the high school for many years. Now back from Chicago. This is Alan from Melbourne. I don't know if that's his son. He was in Yeshiva. So we talked about the first day, the difference between improvement and renewal. Shofar comes from l'shaper, to improve. Chodesh Hashvi comes from l'chadesh. And you'll actually say in the davening, shapru masechem b'chodesh Hashvi, chatshu masechem. Yesterday we spoke about the fact that one of the nicknames of Rosh Hashanah is Keseh. A kesa liyam chagenu, base kaf samachay. So there's something that's concealed, kesa zekisa. So first of all, Hashem is judging all of humanity, and his monarchy is being reinforced, but no one knows about it, except for us. Second of all, the Jewish role in the day is concealed. It seems like a universal day. Even the angels are shuddering, but the Jews determine when it is by determining when Rosh Chodesh is, and we have the skuyos of the Akedas Yitzchak, so there's a concealment of the Jewish role. Today we'll talk about a very important parak that we recite very often. The David Mizmor, Lashem Ha'aretzim Lo, Tevel V'yosh Beva, Kihu Ayami Misada. We recite it when we return the Sefer Torah, because that's the parak that David HaMelech wrote when they brought the Sefer Torah into the Heichal, or the Aron, excuse me, into the Heichal. Some say they recited it every time they returned the Aron from war. So we recited it on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha when we return the Sefer Torah to the Aron. But it has a special role on Rosh Hashanah. In fact, it's the first group of psukim we recite Rosh Hashanah at night, right after Meir. Meir is a very short. Chazan recites the David Mizmor, Pasuk by Pasuk, as well as Yom Kippur night. So why is this such an important parak for Rosh Hashanah? There's no... So part of it is because the Malchus of Hashem is described. David Mizmor, Hashem Haaretzim Lo, Tevel V'yosh Veva. Talks about Hashem's creating the world. And the world was created on Rosh Hashanah. It's not just a day of judgment. It's a day of judgment because it's a day of Hashem creating the world. Part of it is because the end of the parak describes Hashem's malchus. Se'u sharim rashichem, v'yavam melech hakavar, mizem melech hakavar, se'u sharim rashichem, v'yinesu pishayolam, v'yavam melech hakavar. So there are little points in this parak that describe Hashem's malchus as well as his creation of the world. However, the overall narrative of the parak is also very appropriate to Rosh Hashanah. The parak is divided into four different stages. First of all, it describes a world in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in a pleasant way that people can live. Hashem Haaretz Imla, Tevel V'yosh Veva. Hashem created a world. Kihu Ayamim Yisada, V'al Naris Hananah. Think about the hurricane this week. The natural state of the world is to be covered by water. The entire world was created in water. Baruch Elokim Merachefes Al Pnei Hamayim. Hashem, for the purpose of human life, condensed the water into oceans and protected the water from oversurging under normal conditions the land by creating boundaries between the ocean and the land. That's called the sand. Gevul Samta Bal Yavaron Bal Yeshivon Lachasos Aretz. Till in Parak Kuf Dalet, we say in Barachinachi, Hashem created a boundary, and miraculously, you'd think that the hurricane was supernatural. If anything, the hurricanes are more reflective of the natural state, where the waters are meant to rage, so to speak. Because Baruch Hu created a boundary so that people can live. So Hashem takes a world that is uninhabitable, that is covered in water. Tevel v'yosh veva, he owns it all, and he unnaturally, so to speak, condenses and contracts waters. Kihu ayamim misada v'al naharos v'chonanah. So now there's a world for people to live in, and Hashem creates humankind, humanity. But Hashem's in Shemayim, and humans are on earth. And there's very big distance between them, not just altitude, but morally. In order to get close to Hashem, you have to perfect human behavior. And of course, the world was only created for that rendezvous. It's not, the world is not meant to be a reality in which man and God are distant. So how do you bridge that gap? How do you get close to Hashem? Mi aleh b'har Hashem. Miyakum bimkom kacho. Neki chapayim, you have to be moral, bar levav, honest, asher lanasa lashav nafshi. Chazal say that everyone, when they're born, takes an oath to be a good person. If you fulfill that oath, you get close to Hashem. If not, you're nasa lashav, you took a shvur hashav. So in order to bridge that gap, you have to be someone of high ethical standards. Neki chapayim, bar levav. So people started to become like that. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they started to ascend to heaven or to meet Hashem from the Tevel, from the place Hashem created for them. They brought Hashem to this world and they began to ascend. But that's only individuals. How could a world be created so that a few hundred people will see Hashem? So Avraham and Aravel started a revolution. Zed dar darsha mevakshei konecha Yaakov sela. They started a door of darsha. They started generations of people in mevakshei konecha, who started to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now you have people inhabiting the terrestrial sphere, individuals becoming moral, being Ole Bahar Hashem, but now not just individuals, but Zed Dar Darsha. Do you know what happens when you reach that tipping point of Dar Darsha, of many people searching Hashem? Then Hashem comes down. Hashem doesn't just have to be sought by man, grounded on earth. Then Hashem's in Shemayim. Hashem starts to emerge in our world. And when Hashem comes, you feel it. The gates of heaven explode. Hashem is coming. So there are four parts of this parak. One, Hashem creating a world for habitability. Two, human beings seeking Hashem through moral standards. Three, that individual experience proliferating as an international movement. Four, then there's a rendezvous, Hashem descends, and his Shekhinah is felt in this world. So A, it's a historical description of what happened in the days of our Avos, and Rosh Hashanah is a description of Schus Avos, so remember Avram becoming that Nekih Chapayim, and jump-starting, kick-starting, Zedar Darsha. But it's also what we want to do on an individual level in Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, forget the fact for a moment that we want to invoke the Schus Avos who climb the heavens. We want to be those people. We are reliving Bryas HaOlam. We want to be Neki Chafai Muvar Levav, at least for these 2 days. We want to create a Dor Dosha that everyone will realize Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Umachusa Bakal Mashallah. And we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina will be more present in our world. So this description in Tehillim and Parak Chafala Chafdalat, again right now, which parak it is not just invoking the storyline of the Avos and the Malchus of Hashem that they were able to instigate, but it's our own goal in Rosh Hashanah to be Ola, to come to heaven for 48 hours, to be in Shemayim, and to feel. Remember, Rosh Hashanah is not just the Yom Adin. It's also a day of closeness and proximity between Hashem and humanity. Hashem normally is far beyond human realm. He's Kel Melech Yoshev Akisei Ram Benisa beyond. But today he's Yoshev Badin. And even though he's Yoshev Badin on Rosh Hashanah, that means he's closer. When he judges you, he's closer to you. It's almost as if it's supposed to be judged to feel that closeness with Rabbonu Shalom. Elul, Anila Dodi V'do Dili. And then that closeness becomes even more merciful in Yom Kippur, when he's not Yoshev Akisei Din, but he's Yoshev Akisei Rachamu. So don't get blinded only by the judgment elements of Rosh Hashanah. It's also a day to reinforce our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to have a rendezvous point. And this parak talks about the rendezvous that occurs between the person who seeks HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rabbi Shalom answers. Zed Dar Darshav, Mevashim. Maybe you guys are the Dar Darshav. Maybe one day Mashiach will come, because you guys all become incredible. Talmidei Chachamim, Balei Chesed, Balei Midos. You say, what brought Mashiach? Dor Darsha, the people who saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, drew him into this world, and Mashiach had to come, because the Shekhinah was so pervasive that it was obvious that Mashiach had to come. So have a good day of being a Dor Darsha.
Yeah.
Good morning.